is your celebrity crush?
Let's go to Alexis. Alexis, who is your hall pass, your celebrity hall pass?
My celebrity hall pass of all time.
What?
From the first time I saw her in Desperado, the last movie that saved my husband with her.
I got Desperado.
All right, phone's breaking up. He's saying Selma Hayek.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Alexis, your phone is dead.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I would respect that.
Is it? Yep.
I respect that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Desperado, that was no joke.
Mm-hmm. And I think Selma Hayek, if I'm not mistaken, just, quote unquote, quit L.A. and she's moving to Europe, I think.
Mm. Didn't she marry a billionaire?
Yes. Yeah. I think it was Selma Hayek, but they,
yeah.
I think.
I can see that.
They said that it was just, she wanted to
get out of that lifestyle.
Focus, yes, focus on other things. Yeah.
Okay, I liked her 15 years ago. She's now almost 60.
Yep.
And looks fantastic.
Yeah. Well, for 60, yes, without a doubt. Well, she's really 57.
You're really bringing me down with this.
Why? It's a compliment.
It's supposed to be
you
a
bring
fantasy.
Us somebody no one heard of.
Yes.
And then we actually follow the assignment.
It's not nobody has heard of. The celebrities now are on Instagram.
Yes, we get that, yeah. But not all of them are
yes,
in bikinis.
Taylor Swift is on Instagram. Yes, celebrities are on Instagram. Let's go to Victoria. Victoria, who is your celebrity hall pass?
Adam Sandler.
The Sandman.
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
Wow, okay.
And it can't be his looks, right? Is it more, like, what does it for you?
The personality, just like, yeah. He plays the same character in all his movies, but they're all very different, and that's his character, that's his personality in real life. You know, the goofy, sarcastic, laid-back guy, and that's just, it's always personality for me.
Yeah, and he's apparently extremely loyal to his, well, obviously his family, but his friends. He puts him in all the movies. Mm-hmm. People that have met him in person, he'll be at IHOP, he's worth $500 million.
He doesn't look like he's worth $500 million when he goes out either.
Yeah, and he dresses in ball shorts and like Timberland boots and oversized shirts. Yeah, he seems like the real deal.
He seems, quote unquote, normal.
Normal.
He seems.
For someone who's been famous for a long time. Misty, who is your celebrity hall pass?
Shamar Moore.
Oh,
he's good looking.
Yeah, he is.
Shamar Moore.
And I think he's been People Magazine's sexiest man.
You've definitely seen him before,
Squid. Once or twice, maybe?
What show? He's on some like NCIS or FBI, one of those type shows. He's been in a bunch
Criminal
of
Minds.
Criminal Minds. And
I thought yeah. He's a handsome dude.
I thought the dad bod was in. He does not have a dad bod. He's like ripped.
Adam Sandler has the dad bod.
Yeah, Adam does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That guy I can tell is good looking.
Yeah, it's not even fair. AML Chris, Katie's nemesis, who is your celebrity hall pass? Is it Katie?
Oh, yeah.
I knew it, Chris.
So I'm going to change it up. I think I'm going to go with Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Oh, that's a good pick.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good call because the first time you called in, you said Jennifer Anderson instead of Aniston.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
No one could get away with that, Chris.
No. No wonder Jason
can't get away with your Ozempic attitude there.
No.
We've all noticed a little bit.
You mispronounced your hall pass's name. I'm going to bring it up.
Yeah. And it's your fault somehow,
Matt. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Now I see why Jose's got beef with you, man.
All right. Speaking of Jose. Let's go to AML Jose. Who's your celebrity hall pass?
Good morning. I'm going to say Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. The things I can do. Oh, never mind. I better not say it on the air. But yeah. Anna Kendrick and my wife at the same time.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Woo. Oh, yeah. Include the wife. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I can see something with her. It just she needs to go to the tanning salon.
Matt had a crush on Anna Kendrick for a long time. Yeah. But then I think, did you?
I still do. But she just wouldn't be my top hall pass.
Not your top, yeah.
Yeah.
Jason would say, you moved a percentage of your lust.
Yeah.
To somebody else.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
AML Jose, how was your interaction with Matt on the phone? Was it better this time or?
Yeah, it was a little better, but he's still slipping a little bit. He's got that McDonald's attitude again on the phone.
McDonald's.
Can you explain how I slipped?
Know what that means.
Good morning, Jared and Katie. Who's this?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he probably
good,
recognizes
good luck getting
your...
through again. Okay.
I think because he has your phone number memorized.
Yeah, he knows it.
He has caller ID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Matt, for the record, I like your Ozempic attitude.
Thanks.
I do.
Until it turns on you.
Well, yeah. And it has, but I still like it because I'm like, damn. But it's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
Jose, call back anytime. We value our AMLs here. Most
yes,
of us.
We do.
Good luck getting through.
Most of us. Let's go to Megan. Megan, who's your celebrity hall pass?
Randy Orton.
The wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Randy Orton. I get that.
He's like a man's man. Like,
he is.
There's no, I mean, Well, you have to see two ways about it.
Oh, he kind of looks like John Cena a little bit.
A little scary to me.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
What is it that does it for you, Megan?
I don't know. There's just something about him. And I told my husband I wanted a... He just came back to wrestling, and he's got a Daddy's Home shirt, but I was told I couldn't get one of those.
Daddy's Home.
Wow.
Daddy's Home.
Again, not a dad bod. I thought there would be more dad bod type.
Well, they're talking about celebrities. Typically, celebrities don't have dad bods.
Adam Sandler was one.
Yeah. He's one, but I think, like, there's tons of actors that have dad bods.
Not a lot. I mean, there's not tons. I mean, most of the A-list are good-looking, just like a lot of A-list women are good-looking.
And that's why, typically, when we're talking about dad bods, we go to someone like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, he definitely has
one. Because those are the ones that...
There's a handful,
yeah. stand out.
Kendall, who is your celebrity hall pass?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm still waiting on being able to be announced as AML Kendall, but we'll get there.
Oh, AML Kendall. Yes. Okay.
So I called in with my male hall pass, but if we have time, I'll tell you my female one as well.
Please
we'd
do.
We'd prefer that one.
Jason's already aroused from his Instagram model, so yeah.
AML Jason, Kendall.
Sit down. So my male is... for a long, long time has been James Franco.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I absolutely love him. He's got that dorky, goofy face and that bright smile, and I feel like he'd just be the one to take care of you. Okay. He'd make you laugh, and he'd just be real sweet. So it's always been James Franco for me.
All right, and who's your female?
Charlize Theron.
She used to be.
To me, she is the perfect woman to me. I mean, she is just gorgeous. I can't. We were watching A Million Ways to Die in the West, which I've watched probably 100 times if you guys haven't. It's hilarious. But she is just so gorgeous in that movie, and she knows how to shoot a gun and everything else. I mean, she is just the... Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and in Monster, she's real hot.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say anything besides Monster. But even that makes her hot because she's
so talented.
She doesn't care anything for the role.
She's so talented. Mm-hmm. Atomic Blonde, if you haven't seen that one either, because she's just a badass in that movie, too.
And she's a comedy spy movie with Seth Rogen that's really good. Yeah, I was in South Africa for 2 years for my church as a missionary, and she's from South Africa, and so... Like, she was on the cover of every magazine there all the time, 24/7.
I can see it.
And, yeah, she's very, she's super smart, too. You know, that's what I look for.
Yes, of course.
Judith. Is this our AML Judith, or is it Judy?
No, Judith.
Okay, Judith. Okay. All right. Who is your celebrity hall pass?
Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know.
It used to be Katie's.
It's interesting that people are saying that, and I just looked up online. The movies must make them look better, too, because unless they just get in super shape, because I see Jason Momoa with a dad bod in this photo, and it's clear. And then I also see, do you think Channing Tatum, isn't he a hot person?
Yeah, Channing Tatum? Yes. Okay. I'm the outlier here. I don't find Channing Tatum attractive.
Well, a lot of people do, though.
But a lot of people do. Right, I'm the outlier.
Look at this. This is a dad bod to me.
Let me see it again.
Oh, I don't know. He just doesn't have a tan.
That is not cut up like...
But he's not.
That's not a dad bod.
No,
really, it's listed as
a little bit of a gut.
Yeah, that's not a dad bod.
But there's not a lot of muscle there it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
I don't think that if you're just like a normal looking guy, and you're not like it's not like you're completely ripped like muscles of steel or your dad bod. I don't. Right. There's lots.
But
of
he's
different...
like a in shape guy that's just not tan. And then I think we have time for one more. Carol. Is this Jason Goodman's wife, Carol?
Is it?
Who is your celebrity hall pass?
Sam Elliott.
Does the mustache do it for you?
Harley, it's the voice.
Yeah. Gosh. Mm-hmm. It's the voice.
Who's he the voice for? Ford, maybe?
Oh.
Wait, you're talking about this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He does have a great voice. Do you ever see the show Justified?
I've seen bits and pieces. I've got four kids. I don't really have much time for TV anymore.
Okay, you don't have to answer all that. Yeah. But but he shaved his mustache in this show, and he looks...
Oh, God,
man. It's hard to look at.
Oh.
He's very difficult to look at, and I almost had to throw my TV out the window. All right, Carol. You're so used to it. It's like iconic.
It is his look. Like when Tom Selleck would shave his... You were like, no, put that back.
Put that stash on.
Put that back.